from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This is the biggest series of the season for the Pirates, and that's just the way it's going to be. And it feels like every series is the most important series, but my gosh, this one takes on big meaning. Arizona currently holds the final wild card spot. They're hot. They've won 3 in a row. They just scored 17 runs on someone's head. So here they come in. Pirates just lost 2 out of 3 to them. Game one of that series, you lose 4-3. It was maddening. You are 2.5 games behind them. You got to win at minimum 2 out of 3. You got to hold serve at home. They beat you 2 out of 3 at home. You got to hold, and you got to beat them 2 out of 3 at home. But I think the Pirates are in a position to do that. Luis Ortiz, Mitch Keller, Paul Skeens. If they don't win 2 out of 3, big disappointment, I think, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to see De La Cruz, and if IKF does play, do you need to see them play at a high level? Like, do you need to see what they are brought here to do? Do they need to be a huge part of the success over the weekend?
I think so. I think you want to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. You mentioned it yesterday. That's not an easy thing to do. You got to meet your teammates. You're playing in a ballpark that's now your home park that you've played in before. Travel. These guys are such creatures of habit. But we saw Brian De La Cruz come in, go 2 for 4. And you could hope that IKF comes in and can pick right up where he left off as that 292 hitter. They need it because even though the Pirates have arguably their best 3 starters and clearly their best 2 starters going in this series, Arizona be scoring runs lately.
Yeah.
And Josh Bell's coming into town. And yep. So you're probably going to need to get into that 5-6 run range to win at least one of these games. And I would hope you've lost your last 2 skiing starts. Get the win now in this
right.
one.
Right.
Find a way to get the victory on Sunday when Skeens is out there. But if you lose 2 out of 3, all of a sudden you're 3.5 games back. You win 2 out of 3, you're 1.5 back. We're seeing how hard it is to climb up the standings when you've got so many teams all jumbled up. If you swept Arizona, you'd be thinking, this is great. And I'm not going to paint it as a negative thing in any light. But you could sweep Arizona, you overtake them, but that wouldn't necessarily mean that you overtake St. Louis or the
exactly.
Mets. It is just, that's why losing out on that sweep against the Astros was painful.
It's going to come down to the end of the season. And I think everybody's still going to be in it. And then, there's going to be teams that don't look like they're in it, but then they become in it because teams lose. Like and that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it fun. But I do believe with the Pirates, like, it's going to be frustrating at times because there's going to be series and there's going to be games where they should have won and they're going to have errors and things that happened in Houston might happen again. But when we look towards the end of the season in September, those games are going to be insanely important. Insanely important.
I hope we don't have to do the Penguins thing.
Probably will.
Where Starkey came in.
Yeah.
And he did the top 10 games this year that the Penguins lost that they shouldn't have lost. I don't want to hear that segment. Steelers are playing the Colts, but on a Friday, the Pirates are, 3 games out of a playoff spot, and Starkey goes, we could be talking about Steelers right now, but here are 10 games the Pirates lost, and they shouldn't have lost. I just hope that we're not there. And you bring up the 2 acquisitions. I don't even think low-key. I think this is just a humongous series for O'Neal Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
If he is striking out a bunch, if you could tell he's thinking in the field, I don't want to like overstate it, but could he be lost for the season? I just don't want to see a continuation of that.
Mm-hmm.
If he hits a ball over the fence or he makes a backhand play and exhale, okay, good. But we're always paying attention to O'Neal. You got to pay special attention to him this weekend.
Yes.
You have to. And a texter reminds us, and this is a good point, Arizona did just lose Christian Walker to the IL. That's a big loss for him. That guy's a D-bag. That guy was always talking junk watching off the field. I did not like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not happy he got hurt, but I'm not unhappy that he got hurt. And Josh Bell was super hot before being acquired. I think he hit 5 homers in a week before Arizona picked him up. So pay special attention to him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.